Well, we're going to interrupt this edition of Folk Alley to bring you something very special, live music here in Studio A on WTIP. We are joined by The Thread. They're up here from Nashville. We have Tyler Boydston and Caitlin Nickel-Thomas here. They're the members of the band. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
We're excited to be here.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, so how did you get connected up here and get this gig at Grammar Rays?
Yeah, well, taken 3 years to get there. But no, my dad and stepmom have been coming up to the Boundary Waters for almost 25 years, a little more than. And I came up with them 3 years ago for this location. And we'd just gotten out of the Boundary Waters and we were at the Legion when it was the Legion. And just on, for me, it was a vacation. I was relaxing. And my dad goes up to one of the guys in the band and says, "Hey, my daughter plays the fiddle and she's a professional musician. Can she sit in?" And they were like, "Okay." And they let me sit in and I never sat back down. So that's how it all began, of course, with Al. And yeah, and then played the rest of the weekend with him. Came back last year and played Grammar Rays with Bug House, one of my favorite bands up here. And then Tyler and I formed this band last fall and knew this tour was going to happen. So we got in there to play this gig.
So this is a relatively new project for the both of you.
It is. We started in last October and we basically have just stayed in one room and wrote songs for the year and finally got enough to put an album together and thought we'd hit the road and see what people thought about them. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I have the new EP here, I Believe in Love. And let's start out with a song. Let's see what The Thread sounds like.
Yes.
Sure.
Would love to.
Yeah, we got a few songs for you. I guess this first one we're going to do isn't on the EP, but it will be on the full-length album. It's called Cry For You. Yeah. And give it a shot.
I don't want to cry for you no more. I don't want to dry my tears as they hit the floor. Don't want to scream, don't want to yell. Don't want you waking me in my dreams. I want my life to be like it was before. I don't want to cry for you no more. I forgive you, but I won't forget. And I don't judge you, I know what I did. I said I'm sorry and told you I was wrong. And it was my fault why you're long gone. I don't wanna cry for you no more. I don't wanna dry my tears as they hit the floor. Don't want to scream, don't want to yell. Don't want you waking me in my dreams. I want my life to be like it was before. I don't want to cry for you no more. Time is telling. And since I left you, the months have allowed me to put all my anger towards letting you go and picturing you 6 feet below. Dry my tears as they hit the floor. Don't want to scream, don't want to yell. Don't want you waking me in my dreams. I want my life to I don't wanna cry for you no more.
Thread live here on WTIP, Cry For Me. That's exciting that you already have so many originals that one's not even out, and it's,
oh, man.
It's great.
Yeah, we got a few we're excited to get. We got probably about six or seven more tunes we're going to have on the full-length album, and plus these five. So,
now, you were both playing in different groups down in Nashville, so how did you connect?
Pretty fun story. We moved to Nashville about the same time, and we both had auditioned for the same artist. And I'm a drummer first, and so I auditioned to play drums for this guy, and Caitlin happened to be the fiddle player, and I thought, you know, no matter what happens with this band, I definitely want to keep in touch with that gal, because she's incredibly talented. So from that point on, I guess about 9 years,
Well, you have to tell how that band ended.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
it didn't even start, but that's the best part about it.
Pretty special Nashville experience. Our first gig in town, this guy had a whole summer's worth of gigs lined up for us. Mm-hmm. So we were all excited. Uh-huh. And show up to the first gig, and the singer was nowhere to be found. And so we got to calling, and turned out he had moved back to Arizona without telling anybody. And so we just kind of... finished the gig out with the people we had there, and
said, okay,
just got ghosted on.
Yeah. Oh, we got ghosted bad. So that was our first experience together.
Yeah. Welcome to Nashville.
right. Yeah. And then from there,
We kind of we played in different arrangements for different people, and mm-hmm. Played for different artists.
I used to sit in and play fiddle with his old band he had. Mm-hmm. I'd always hire him to play drums for me in my original band. And I'm also an actress, so one of the movies I was in, I got Tyler in to be in the movie with us as my drummer for my character in the movie. So we've just always, for the past 8 years, just been in and out of each other's lives musically and good friends. And he quit his band last fall, and I had turned down some artist gigs because I really wanted to give it a go and had a record deal. And I called him up and I said, man, do you want to be in a band with me? And he was like, yep.
Absolutely.
So,
how did you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so that's how the thread began.
Yeah.
So it took 8 years.
Yeah.
And here we are.
I'm curious, what is it just like living in Nashville as like a creative person and having that be your career?
It's wonderful. Just to it's a really tight community. It's community over competition for the most part. And so everyone that's involved, from sound engineering to performing, everybody's helping each other out and trying to get everyone's material and products together and out there. And it's a great city. It really is.
It is. Yeah. And on that front as well, you know, it's Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA. And so we are around the best musicians ever. Those studio guys. So, you know, most of the time you go hear some of these studio guys play and you're just like, well, I'm going to quit. I mean, because it's phenomenal, but it's not that competition feeling. It's inspiring, and it just makes you want to keep going, working harder. So,
yeah. Well, that's great. You got that positive energy going then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you record the EP down in Nashville as well then?
We did.
Yep. Actually, the executive music producer for my song, my movie, The Song, we hired him to produce this EP. And his name's Vince Emmett. Great producer, amazing guy. And so we got to go out to his cabin and south of town in Nashville, south of Nashville, and we recorded out in the woods at his home studio, and it was pretty special.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
And Tyler, you're from Arkansas originally?
I am.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts?
Mena, about an hour and a half away from anything you've probably heard of. It's about an hour south of Fort Smith. I grew up there as a kid. I was born in Helena over on the opposite side of the state, and spent most of my life in Mena, though, and then graduated high school and moved straight to Nashville. So
wow.
Just kind of went for it, man. Yeah.
That's great. And then, Caitlin, I think you're from Iowa?
Yes. Yeah. Originally from Iowa, small town, Indianola, Iowa. And yeah, born and raised, and I moved when I was 17 to move to L.A., and so began music and acting.
Small town kids making it big.
Yeah.
That's the
big
story
dreams.
Of the thread.
Big dreams. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we have the thread right now on WTIP live playing some tunes for us. Yeah. Let's do another song.
Would love
Let's
to.
Let's do.
Talk about this one.
Sure.
It's
sure.
pretty special.
Yeah.
For
so
us.
This is the first song on our EP. It's called Man in a Frame. My grandpa bought four shotguns for each of the men in the family at the time. And my dad chose to back out of that scene. And I don't want to get too deep into detail, but he left. And so when I became 16, my grandpa gave his shotgun to me instead. And we wrote this little number. I thought it was kind of a... fun play on the idea of where my headspace was when all that was going on, and so
everything in this song is a true story,
yeah,
up until the very end,
until the twist, I
yes.
suppose.
Yes.
Maybe that's
now,
a good
right?
thing.
Yeah. The music, making the music's a lot more fun, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I hope you enjoy it. Yeah, it's called Man in Frame. Here we go. Grandpa gave me something that wasn't a toy. It wasn't a toy to me. It was a 12-gauge shotgun Remington. Back then it felt more like 2 or 3 tons, but now it's a part of me. Well, the story goes that they're for the same, and they went to each man that carried on our name, but mine went straight to me. Well, I think about where the hell you are and why you left me with this visible scar, but no, we'll meet real soon. Well, I've got your shotgun, Daddy, and I'm loading it for you. I'm sitting there thinking of what I'm gonna do if I had you in my sights. Now you wouldn't tonight, and you'd feel the pain that I've been through, 'cause I got your face, I got your gun, and I got your blood. And I was 16 staring up at you in an 8x10 faded in blue, if you were 22. Well, my memory of you lives in that frame. I never got to know you, and I think it's a shame, but I bet you carry that blame. Well, I guess the law said I had to be 18 for you to reach out, fill the space between, the space between. Well, 10 long years have crept on by, and it showed me where your heart lies, I guess. It's up to me. Well, I've got your shotgun, Daddy, and I'm loading it for you. I'm sitting there thinking of what I'm going to do if I had you in my sights. Now you wouldn't leave here tonight, and you'd feel the pain that I've been through, 'cause I got your face, I got your gun, and I got your blood. Well, you wasn't that hard to find. I'm staring you down from the outside. Funny how the only time I've ever seen you is through a frame. Well, there's a shotgun daddy loading it for you. I hope you're ready for what I'm about to do. I've got you in my sights. No, you won't leave here tonight. You won't leave ever again when I get through. 'Cause I got your blood. It's on my face. It's in my head. Oh, there's no more chase. Well, this one's for mama. This one's for me. You don't know the man. Your blood. Ooh, look at your blood.
The thread that was Man in a Frame. You can get that on their new EP, I Believe in Love. Tyler Boydston on vocals. Man, I'm just so excited that you guys are here. This is a real treat. This is sounding really good. And it's my understanding that you guys name your guitars and instruments maybe in general.
It's true.
Yeah.
I want to go first?
Yeah, I actually got this old nylon. I'm a huge Roger Miller fan, and you know, all the videos and everything, you know, related to Roger Miller. He predominantly played a nylon, and I like Willie also. But when I got this guy a long time ago, and just kind of reminded me of him, and so I named mine Roger, because it kind of rolls off the tongue better than go grab my guitar, go grab Roger.
Yeah, and since Tyler brought a nylon string guitar, Roger, to the group, I always played steel string, and so we just thought, man, let's have this be our thing. And so for my backstory for my guitar, I named my guitar Ryman. I had the honor of playing the Ryman Auditorium for the very first time in March, and I got to do two shows there. And to commemorate that, my dad bought me this beautiful, beautiful guitar, so I'd always remember that moment. Thanks, Dad.
Dad is in the room
right
now.
Dad's in the room. And so I have Ryman. So we have a Raj and Rye right here. That sounds like a drink.
Raj and Rye.
Raj and Rye.
A little bit of whiskey or...
What's going on, Dad? He's pointing at my fiddle. I named my fiddle too. It's Addy, A-D-D-Y, because the wood is from the Adirondack Mountains in upstate New York. So, yeah.
Now, Tyler, you also play with a drum kit. Do you have names for each of your... of your drums?
Oh, no. I felt like I probably shouldn't name anything that I beat so much. So so I avoided that, you know. I don't want to feel bad about it. But, I've got a DW. I play a lot of DW kits. I've got a Tama that I usually take on the road with me if I'm, you know, if it's going to be a rougher run. But, yeah. So, yeah, I try to avoid naming my percussion instruments. But,
so this is like kind of a stripped-down version of the thread, because you've got...
Very stripped, yes.
At the house show that I saw, that there's a lot going on stage, especially over on Tyler's side. Oh, there's a lot going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
He uses every appendage and his vocals, and sometimes, I don't know, his hair can hit things. I don't even know. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you know, you saw last night, we run our nylon guitars through distorted amps. So we're pretty rocking. That's why we're excited to play Grandma Ray's, so we can really cut loose and do, I think, what we do best. And that's, we think, put on a good show, and we have a lot of fun performing.
Yeah.
We're used to playing over 300 shows a year with other bands in Nashville, so it's definitely our strong point and our forte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of ground to cover. We're just a two-piece, and we're trying to keep it that way, so we're just kind of, any tool we can find to help add an extra layer, you know, we'll throw it on there, so.
And yeah, I think you mentioned that this is the first time that these songs are being performed live.
This is our first time on the road with this project. We're really excited to see how everybody responds to the music, so we've had a lot of fun writing it, and we just kind of threw genre out the window and just kind of wrote stuff that we felt like we'd like to hear, and we're hoping that people Join in on that feeling. Mm-hmm. So.
Does that make it more exciting or more nerve-wracking?
It's a little more nerve-wracking because I'm kind of used to hitting the road and just kind of doing cover shows, and you know, but it's definitely a different ordeal when you're kind of putting your own personal stories into songs and sharing them with other people and seeing how they react. So it's a little bit more nerve-wracking, but it's still just as fun though. So
taking a piece of yourself and just
throwing here. It out to
take
exactly.
We have the thread here on the air. You can catch them at Grammar Rays at 7:30 tonight. And Caitlin, you're doing a different show like next week as well?
Yep, I'm going to be playing with Bughouse on Saturday night at Grammar Rays.
Not this Saturday, but next next Saturday.
Next Saturday, I believe Saturday the 16th.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. So I'm stoked. This will be my third year getting to jam with them. I'll be up with them all night playing fiddle, singing. And I think I'll sneak up on stage a couple times this weekend at the music festival and sit in with couple of the bands there, so that should be fun.
That's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
let's do another song here.
We'd love to. Well, speaking of our Nashville roots, I think we should do one of our favorite tunes from Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
This is a Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson song. We hope you like it.
The teardrops and laughter. pass through this world hand in hand. Good-hearted woman, loving her, good time in bed. Good-hearted woman, loving her, a good time.
The Thread doing some Waylon Jennings there. Man, that sounds so good on the nylon string. That's such a good version of that.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I love that sound.
That's Waylon's arrangement, and I just thought, man, we've got to put that to tape. So,
so we have recorded that in the studio, so hopefully we might be releasing that one, too. Yeah,
I was going to ask, what's next with there's an upcoming album and more shows ahead, or what's coming up?
More shows. We've got a couple of gigs we're trying to get through in Nashville that we're wanting to book a couple of singer-songwriter rounds and get a little exposure in Nashville.
Night.
New Faces Night in Nashville. And then we're hoping we can come back up here because it's so beautiful. We want to stay here and just hang out and do some shows to kind folks.
I have Tyler hooked now.
Oh, man, yeah.
It's my parents. It's like I came up 3 years ago, and now it's just I have to come up here in September.
Well, you're welcome anytime to be here or I'm sure anywhere in town because this is sounding really good.
Thank you.
I think that's we have time for one more song, and then we can play a song from the EP, see what you sound like that.
Perfect.
Let's do, you want to do Gold?
Sure.
You heard Gold last night, right, Will? So this song is very special to Tyler and I as well. Again, we were telling, we've written all of our own songs, and this was we got to explore and really dig deep and write about what's really has happened in our lives, and we're ready to kind of put that out there. We want people to relate, and I know everyone can. We're not alone with each thing that we've been going through. For me, I went through a divorce a year and a half ago, and actually coming through the Boundary Waters was a big part of my decision-making process, my healing process, going up there and sitting and just listening to the wind and the trees. And so that's really important for me. And so, like I said, going through a divorce, I felt very broken, just in pieces. And I had a wonderful person tell me, you know what? You are broken, and that's okay, because you have the opportunity to fill that brokenness with something stronger than ever before. And so in Japanese culture, when they break something, they put it back together with gold, and it made it stronger. They didn't hide it, and now it's in museums. So we wrote a song about this, and Tyler's gone through some stuff recently as well. And so, and the Thread is filling up all those cracks for us and making us stronger than ever. So,
Can I do a pick I can borrow?
Right there.
Right in front of my face. Yep.
That's what a good bandmate does.
There you go.
All right. So, here we go.
Yeah.
And, come out tonight, folks, because when you hear Tyler kick off this song with those drums, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Shattered on the floor, parts are shallow and maybe deep, swells like a river as I wait, cuts and curves as the years pass by, only to see it in my goodbye. Fill me up with gold. Ooh.
find me down again. Fill me up with gold. I will heal from what you told me I was. A thousand times all those nights. I will fill these cracks, fill them with gold. Ooh.
From The Thread, wonderful new song. I've got one last question because I'm dying to know, Tyler, whose face is tattooed on your wrist?
Roger Miller.
Yep. You know what? I thought it was Christopher Walken when I walked.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
You can't see it on radio, but he's constantly disagreeing with what I'm doing. So he's just shaking his head.
Shame. Well, we're gonna play you out with "I Believe in Love." Thank you so much for stopping in. This is awesome.
Thank you so much for having us. Yep. Absolutely.